This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Praise Yah, everybody. Hallelujah. He's so good to us. He's so good. All righty. So, praise Yah. So, Yahweh has blessed me tremendously, everybody. He's blessed me so much, so many times. He's given me an amazing wife. He's given me amazing children. But He's given me the wisdom to know that I know that. Hallelujah. And He's blessed me with an amazing son just in the last couple of weeks. And I have a son, and I know he's a boy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this message, again, like all my messages, isn't going out to just have people give me amens and agreeing with me. Somehow, some way, I'm trying to get this message out to those of you that don't agree with what I'm telling you. Somehow, I'm trying to get this message out to people that have a difference of opinion as I do about this topic. It doesn't help or change anything when you hear a person speak and if you agree with everything they're telling you. It might tickle your ears, but you've learned nothing. So there's a new movie out or a documentary out called What is a Woman? And I would ask to present the question to everyone watching this. And I would pray this message is getting out to people beyond those that follow me, and not to stir up anger, but to stir up curiosity. I pray that people would contact me and tell me in their own words what they think a woman is or a man is. And not to offend anyone or upset anyone, but to alert parents and people that this is the world we're up against today. For our children to grow up in a society that doesn't define a man and a woman as we know what a man and a woman is. And the issue and the problem we have with this is what we as parents believe, our children believe different. And as much as we try to teach our children right from wrong or the reality of what a man and a woman truly is, we cannot seem to come up against the mass media, which is overwhelming our children with the education that was once left up to the parents alone. The school system of the public world today, the social media that's surrounding the children today, the television that programs kids today, all has an agenda that goes against what parents are trying to teach their children. Some parents are even teaching their children things that go along with the media and everything else. So what we have today is a young society and a young generation of children disagreeing with their parents on topics such as what is a woman or what is a man. And this gender issue. So for a long time, I would say that people have a identity crisis, as in terms of believers not understanding who Israel is, or followers of Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, not understanding the importance of a covenant. There was this identity crisis. But now it appears that the media is pushing something else as an identity crisis, and it's the the normalizations of the genders. And when I say normal, I don't mean that in a traditional way that we know what a man is and a woman is. But normal today has become the non-labeling of a gender, where it's become almost offensive and almost against the law to use the traditional terms of what a man is or a woman is. And this isn't just happening with adults. This is happening with children, and they're training children today to do these things. And we take it back to a deeper level where they're allowing children without their parents' permission to take drugs and get surgery to identify with what they believe they are and not who they really are. Did you hear what I just said? The world today is allowing doctors, teachers, surgeons to manipulate and control your children. And they're not taking the parents' consideration. In fact, it's almost becoming a criminalization if a parent goes against these feelings or emotions of their children. And this creates a tremendous problem for society, because when the government gets involved one way or the other, something becomes an issue here. And when a government tells me that I could be criminalized for not letting my children believe what they want to believe about who they are, or letting a doctor touch them in surgery or give them medication or something, I'm denying my children, or parents are denying their children, their medical right to good health by not letting them be comfortable in what they feel or believe they are. And a 3-year-old or a 1-year-old or a newborn can make up their own decisions, their own conscious decision about who they are. This is such an interesting time that we're in today. And I ask you again, what is a woman? I would suggest the feminist movement of the world today has, that seems so empowering to women, is the root cause or the beginning of Satan using this against the reality of Yah's truth. Even so, today, where the word truth has now become almost a curse word to the gender, the dumbed down gender society. And there's no more reverence in the word truth, because now it's what each person believes is true and not the factual truth. What is happening in this world today? So how is this message going to help you out there that disagrees with me? I just want to open up a dialogue of a conversation for you to try to help me understand how, or at least want to know who corrupted you. You know, but I know the answer, because it's out there today. And what is the solution to this? I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but if I go in the middle of the street and I pull down my pants and I go to the bathroom and I go leave a pile of what I made sitting there in the street, and a cop comes up to me and says, "You're going to get a ticket for doing that." And but then I see, you know, I tell the doctor, the police officer, "Well, I identify as a dog, so how are you going to give a dog a ticket?" You know, it's just absolutely crazy. But this is the times we live in. So people, don't, you got to be careful about sending your children to public school today. You have to be. You have to be careful about who's babysitting your children. You have to be careful about what's on the TV programming. You have to be careful about the apps that you're letting your children watch and use on their computer. You have to be careful about who you let your children speak to. You know, when I was growing up, there was a saying that said, don't talk to strangers. Don't talk to strangers. Well, let's look at that word, strangers. The word strangers means something strange about them. It doesn't necessarily mean, or, well, it's supposed to mean somebody you don't know. They're strange to you because you don't know them. You're not comfortable with them. But don't listen to strangers. Don't listen to people who aren't strange. Well, what's right is not normal. What's normal is not right. When people that are strange become the normal of today's world, what is going on? What is going on? We live in a society today where I can walk down the street with lipstick and nail polish and nobody's going to say anything wrong. But if I walk in a store without a mask, I can get thrown in jail or get written a fine or something. What is happening in today's world? The feminist movement is where it began. Well, it began with Satan, but it continued with the feminist movement. And then it went on to where we are today. And it's just, you know, thankfully so, Yahweh has given us the identification of these things. And it's not only men with beards dressed as women that are confused as our identification markers. But listen, I'm not trying to upset anyone. I'm just trying to make the reality of these things. Maybe this should be the title of this talk here, and this will get people to come to understand or at least chime in the message. Don't listen to women with green hair. You know, if your child's teacher has green hair, take them out of the school. Why does it seem like every woman with green hair is a feminist that doesn't know if they're a man or a woman? It's just crazy out there. I have a whole new appreciation for what the Bible says about, you know, women and long hair. You know, at least men and short hair. At least a man shall not dress like a woman and a woman shall not dress like a man. This is what it says in the scriptures. A man shall not put on a woman's garment and vice versa. It's absolutely crazy. And so what do? We need to protect ourselves. We need to protect ourselves. It says in the scriptures, I will not set any unholy thing before my eyes. But how do you do that when you go into society and you have all these people with an identity crisis promoting the deaf and dumb spirit? You know, when I grew up, my parents used to take me to the circus. I think it was called Barnum and Bailey's Circus at Madison Square Garden in New York City. It was so exciting for me to go to the circus. I loved it. You had the three little rings and you had all different acts and each thing at the same time. But to me, some of the most interesting part of the circus were the clowns. They would come out in their makeup. And they would just do their thing. The clowns. And the clowns looked nothing like they would look naturally. Because they put all this makeup on to completely change the appearance of who they are. The clowns. When I see certain women with all the makeup they're wearing, to me, they identify as a clown. You know, and that's not even a male or female clown. It's just a clown. I don't even know if clowns have gender identification because they just look like clowns. I don't know the difference between a male clown and a female clown. They look like clowns. Maybe this didn't start with the feminist movement. Maybe it started with the clowns. I remember when I was younger, I used to watch wrestling, professional wrestling. And there was a guy called George the Animal Steel. And he used to come out acting like an animal, like literally acting like an animal. George the Animal Steel. But then one day when I was a little older and I found that wrestling wasn't real, it was just all a drama and act, a show, I went to a little event somewhere where there was wrestlers and I met George Steel. But he wasn't acting like an animal. He was a normal person. He's actually, he was a professor in a college in Detroit. But it was all an act. He was acting like an animal, but he was really a normal person. But I guess when he was in his character, he identified as an animal. And I think we live in a world today of actors and clowns that identifying in their act, in their actions of the world today. But this is what people are doing, and they're not getting out of character. Can you imagine this professor who is identifying as animal go to the local university, but not get out of his character? And instead of being a smart professor at a university, he's now acting like an animal. Well, when I see clowns walking around the street, acting like clowns, it's absolutely crazy. You know, so it's, the truth is, you know, Yahweh created us a certain way. And I know there's different eye colors out there and there's different hair colors out there that we're born with, maybe brown, maybe blonde, maybe red hair, maybe black hair. But I've never yet met a person that was born with red hair. Like literally, no, I'm not talking about like a red, like literally red hair or fire engine red, or a person that was born with blue hair or green hair. Green hair. I think green hair today has replaced the rainbow flag, the sign of identification for gender confused people. Green hair. You want to offend somebody, call a woman with green hair a woman and watch what happens. Or a man with purple hair a man and see what happens. It's so offensive. We don't want to upset the clown. But this is the world we live in today. So I'm going to teach my children, my blessed children, Yahweh's truth of reality. And we didn't even touch the topic of biology here today. We didn't touch the message of biology, but literally the medical community and doctors are just letting children go along with this nonsense. And what are we to do as parents when it's becoming illegal to tell your kids they cannot take gender drugs or gender transforming drugs or drugs in general? So, you know, if I go to the store and I buy my child a six pack of beer, or I let them buy it, maybe I'm not considered a good parent, right? I wouldn't do that anyway, but you know, it's against the law for somebody to buy beer without identification showing they're 18 years old. But a child who's 16 years old, a 14-year-old could walk in a doctor's office and say, I'm not what I appear to be, and I want some drugs to go along with that. And they don't need the father's position permission. This is the place where it's gone to and where it's going. And, you know, we look at society today, and then the really scary thing was some of the fathers and the mothers are okay with this. Some of them are okay letting this happen. So my response to the idea of what is a woman, and I think everyone needs to see this documentary that just came out called What is a Woman? My response would be, I think Matt Walsh was the one who did it. What is a hamster? Or what is a dog? What makes a dog or a hamster? And what makes a boy and a girl, So it's going beyond of what we feel and start understanding the reality of what we are. And they don't necessarily have to be the same thing. Because there's two sides of it. You know, one side of it is, look, it's your life. You do what you want. It's your life. It's your decisions. What you identify with as, or what you the way you want to lead your life, that has nothing to do with me. See, that's the one side of it. And to a degree, a grown adult has every right to make the decisions for their life, whether I agree with them or not. They will suffer just like we all will suffer the consequences of the decisions we make, whether we call them good or bad, or truth or not truth. However, when you teach and program and allow children to believe and take part in unhealthy practices, this is where, as an adult and as a responsible believer in a wonderful creator, I need to speak up for what's taking place. What's allowing people to wake up and make those decisions? The brainwashing that's taking place out there. You know, it's crazy. I'm seeing people out there say about the whole abortion issue and everything else. A 10-year-old woman is too, or 10-year-old girl is too young to make a decision about having a baby, so she should be allowed to kill her baby. But at the same time, those same people will say a 10-year-old girl can make a decision about her gender, and if she wants to change her gender, she could be allowed to have drugs or have an operation or something to change who she is. How is that not contradictory? If they're too young to make a decision about one thing, but wise enough to make a decision about something else at that same age. This backwards world we live in. I would love to, and desire to interview people that see things different from me on this topic, this gender issue topic. Just to not debate. I'm not into debating, but to understand these things. I feel more excited and happy now and more stronger now about beards than ever before. A man should not put on a woman's garments, and a woman should not put on a man's garments. There should be no cross-dressing, and there's no better way. Well, there is a better way to identify a man, but a beard is the second best way to identify a man. The beard is the second best way to identify a man. You know, so for the most part, women can't grow big beards. You know, so what is a woman? What is a man? And what are we going to teach our children about this different thing? And you go to the local bookstores, and there's a whole bunch of books that talk about the normalization of confusion in gender. And I think the only good way to put this is, and like I said, in summing this up, because I know I was repeating myself, the feminist movement is more dangerous than it seems because it's put us on this path. But how, I mean, I got to think, how could somebody be a feminist, but at the same time, not be, they don't understand if they're a woman, because feminists don't only need to be women. Feminists can be men who think they're women, or women who think they're men. And it's all the clowns' faults. The clowns, they started this and they created this. Something with those clowns. How dare my parents take me to the circus where there were clowns? And I couldn't tell if the clown was a male or a female until they took off all that makeup. And I go, oh, I thought that clown was a male, but it's actually a woman behind all that makeup. Or vice versa. Those clowns. We need to be careful with the face paint. We need to be careful with that. And I'll close on this. Somebody I know had a daughter. And I went to the house after, I hadn't seen him for like 6 months, and I went to their house recently. And I said, oh, how's your daughter? And they said, shh. I said, what do you mean? You know, is she sleeping? What do you mean, be quiet? They said, oh, she no longer identifies as a girl. She's my son. I'm like, look, I'm all for men having sons, but not like that way. The girl, dear daughter. Now my heart goes out to parents that have been victims of societal programming of children, where the children are making these choices against their parents' wishes. I can't think of a more challenging situation for a parent to be in. And of course, as parents, we have to love our children regardless. But this world is becoming a circus full of clowns, and we need to protect our children as much as we can with what they're watching and what they're doing. So please, somebody who's watching this that disagrees with me, contact me so we can discuss this and have a discussion. I want you to show me where something I said was untrue or wrong. I don't even want to say untrue because it might not be your truth, but wrong about what I said here today. All right? And if you agree with me, please do your best to protect your children and protect others from what they're watching, what they're doing. Absolutely be careful with that. Until then, everybody have a blessed day. And Yahweh be with you. And shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Look no further. Visit our bookstore at wcno.com, where you will find literally thousands of items to choose from. There are over 1,200 Bibles available in many different versions, communion and sanctuary supplies, pastoral helps such as commentaries, interpretations, and historical summaries. Bible study programs, educational resources to homeschool your children are also available. Study Jewish history while deepening your walk with our Lord. Select from the many books of encouragement. The bookstore also carries clothing for children and adults and games and crafts for your family. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through the WCNO bookstore helps to support our ministry here at the radio station. Won't you join us in this very important ministry? Visit our bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Baruch Hashem Adonai. This is Cynthia Westwith for such a time as this. As a child of Almighty God, El Shaddai, Elohim, it is my prime desire to please Him.